Jeremy Alderson is a radio host, known on the air as Nobody. He is well known in community radio as the founder and producer of the Homelessness Marathon, an annual nationwide broadcast that highlights the issues of homelessness in America. Alderson hosts the marathon live from the streets of a different city each year, staying outside in the cold January night to demonstrate the conditions homeless people deal with every day. Alderson began the Homelessness Marathon at his former home station, WEOS, in Geneva, New York, where he hosted the Nobody Show beginning in August 1992. But on October 4th, 2001, Alderson was notified with little explanation that the show he just finished would be his last. After 6 months of thoughtful investigation, Alderson has decided there's evidence of machinations beneath the surface that resulted in the loss of his radio program, and so he's decided to make the story public. I spoke earlier today with Jeremy by phone from his home in upstate New York.
Well, when I was first tossed off the air, quite unceremoniously, I might add, after more than 9 years, I wasn't even given warning. I was told I had done my last show after I had done it. But when I was thrown off, I had no idea what had hit me. And in the 5 months since then, evidence has begun to accumulate that the reason I was thrown off the air, I'm not making a formal allegation, but I'll say this is what the evidence points to as a likely explanation, is that Cornell University put pressure or communicated in some way with Hobart and William Smith College, which owns my station. They're only 30-something miles apart, and asked to have me thrown off the air because Cornell, I've been a thorn in their side for a while. I'm suing them in court to get them to release documents about their biotech work, and I've won the first two rounds in court, and the evidence seems to be that Cornell very well could have had a hand in this, and that Hobart and William Smith could have very well sold me out, essentially, to a powerful business force in central New York.
And so, the Nobody Show, what did this show cover?
Well, you know, I was covering all the things that a political talk host would cover. The Homelessness Marathon is an offshoot of that, because I was always very concerned about homelessness. I've been concerned about the Middle East. I've been concerned about, you know, a wide range of issues that people might expect. But biotechnology has certainly been one of them, both because of its corporate aspect, that it's something being foisted on the American people by these big corporations, and corporate power is perhaps the number one problem we've got right now, but also because it's so particularly dangerous in and of itself. They're asking us to eat this stuff, which may be bad for our health, bad for our children. It may have devastating effects on the environment. So I've been very active in the anti-biotech movement, and that would have been a big theme on the show as well.
And Ithaca University is does a lot of biotechnology research.
Cornell is a major powerhouse in the world, much less in the region. It's a major agricultural research institution, and one of its satellite operations is in Geneva, which is the home of WEOS and radio, and they were trying to expand their ag station in Geneva to build an agriculture and food technology park. ASGRO, which is a division of Monsanto, was early on thought to be, in their press releases, one of the most likely early tenants, although the project got delayed partly because of the activity of my listeners in lobbying assembly members and so forth. So Cornell is extremely active in the area and around the world, and that means that in our area we don't have the problem that you might have where you are, where you might have a kind or two of soybean that's genetically modified and a kind or two of corn. We have every kind of exotic plant there being tested, melons, lettuces, you name it. Papayas are tested, genetically modified papayas are tested in central New York. So the potential for us to have an ecological disaster with one of these genetically modified species interacting in a negative way with the natural environment, for us it's exponentially greater than it is in most communities because we're just exposed to so much more.
Mm-hmm. I see. So at WEOS, were you an employee of the station?
No, I had no legal status there. So I was not a member of, you know, the faculty, not a student. I was a guest. I was a member of the community.
So you did this as a volunteer?
Correct. And for the first 7.5 years I was on that station, I didn't have any problem in that status, and no one ever threatened my status because of anything I said. And by the way, I've never been reprimanded or anything in history. But Hobart and William Smith got a new president, and then things changed. And the new president, interestingly enough, is a guy by the name of Mark Guerin, who was formerly the communications director of the Clinton White House and the campaign manager for Al Gore. And all of a sudden, we start having this very Clinton-esque thing. Guerin was there at the White House when Travelgate occurred. All those people got fired out of the blue. There were allegations of some private agenda behind the firing. There had been no warnings. They were, but it was all in the kind of you can't quite prove it category. Well, here I am all of a sudden. I'm just tossed off the station with no warning. There seemed to be evidence of some private agenda that was behind this. There's a cover story that went out, and it's hard to prove anything. And by the way, the cover story, no one has ever alleged that I did anything wrong. The cover story is that all of a sudden, without warning and overnight, they needed my time slot to have more time to give programming to students. But this is obviously not true because they duplicate programs during the day. The students never filled all of the time slots. The World Cafe, for instance, which is a music show, plays 2 hours in the morning and then 2 hours in the evening. And so this was never true. It was no one ever believed it, that I know. It was just the barest of fig leaf stories. And yet there I am out, and it's kind of like, well, we dare you to prove anything.
So what's next then? I mean, are you going to continue to be able to do the Homelessness Marathon? I guess you were actually already off the air during the last one.
The Homelessness Marathon is at this point independent of WEOS, and of course, I do think it's a terrible reflection on that station because, and on Mark Guerin, because after all, after this Homelessness Marathon, I had requests from stations in three different parts of the United States, or from people in three different parts of the United States, would I bring the marathon there? And a station in Montreal asked, can we do our own independent marathon locally in conjunction with yours? This is an event that stations around the country want to have more to do with. The station where it was founded, with this muckamuck in the Democratic Party running the show there now, couldn't have cared less about homeless people. So shame on them that this was the producing station, and they turned their back on this event and tossed me out the door. But there will be more activity on this because the faculty at Hobart and William Smith College circulated a petition asking for my reinstatement. They're going to be having meetings. They're quite concerned about this. For the obvious reason that faculty members well understand the implications of people having their work threatened because they took an unpopular stance on something, or they crossed some powerful interest. So they have a real concern, and they are going to be making some inquiries about it on a more formal basis. So this story is not over yet.
Have other changes happened at WEOS?
Yes. The other change that I've been seeing is, I used to think, I mean, with all due respect to WEFT, that WEOS was one of the best stations in the country. Of course, I love WEFT as well, but it presented an enormous amount of alternative, shall we say, political programming, things that you didn't get all on one station. And now I'm seeing more prepackaged programming showing up from big NPR stations, stuff that's very bland, kind of the NPRization of WEOS. I find that a very negative development there. And they are also doing more things like presenting speeches on campus and stuff like that, which is they're making it more and more into a tool of promoting the university and the image of the university.
Yeah, that's a trend we're seeing in many university stations across the country.
Right, and so it's less a forum for diverse opinions and for reflecting what's going on in the community or for discussing issues. By the way, Paul, there's one other thing I would want your listeners to know. One of the interesting little things about this, one of the pieces of evidence, and there's several, that they threw me off and they claimed it was pressure from students needing slots, but there was never an explanation for why they needed it just that day and couldn't give any warning to me. But, in fact, the day before I was thrown off, there had been a police report about somebody slashing tires at Cornell's Geneva Ag Station. And they, that coincidence is just a little too great. I had done a broadcast a few days before where I had mentioned Cornell. And then they had their tires slashed, and the next thing you know, I'm off the air, as if someone from Cornell had blamed me for that. Now, I never encouraged that kind of thing, and in fact, in court, they tried to tell the judge that releasing Freedom of Information documents to me about their biotechnology work would be an invitation to eco-terrorism, and the judge just completely ignored this and did not rule in their favor. So they've They've even tried to raise this claim in court and gotten nowhere with it. The question is, did they try to raise this with Mark Guerin and get somewhere with it despite so little evidence, no evidence, that a judge basically, you know, just laughed at this, and yet maybe they got somewhere with it in private with a friendly audience with Mark Guerin, and that's one of the concerns that I have.
Unfortunately, these interactions between two university presidents or university administrations are not a court of law and don't even carry some of the very basic fundamental burdens of proof.
That's correct, and there's no access to them. There's no sunshine law for this.
Well, Jeremy, I assume this isn't going to stop you.
Well, I'm moving more into a public speaking career now. I mean, one thing I like about public speaking is that there's thousands of places where you can speak,
mm-hmm.
and there, as opposed to in radio, where the radio marketplace is just controlled by so few people, and that it's quite chilling.
Well, you'll have a few minutes a day, and hopefully we'll be hearing more from you in the future.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Thank you.
And that was Jeremy Alderson, also known as Nobody, talking about how he was kicked off the air at WEOS Geneva, New York. This brings to a close this edition of Media Geek. Check us out online at MediaGeek.org. My name is Paul. This is WEFT Champaign, 90.1 FM. I'll be back in 1 week at 5:30 with more independent and grassroots media.